What's happening, everybody? Welcome to This, That, and Those, motherfucker. Got a good episode for you today. You guys asked for me to, you voted on which song I should break down, and Bad and Bougie won. For obvious reasons, this song, says the N-word quite a bit. I'm gonna change that to Hitta for obvious reasons. Because, I'm not a neo-Nazi fuck, okay? So, I just don't want to offend anybody, right? So, without further ado, Bad and Bougie by Migos, read by John Thozeski on This, That, and Those, right? You know, young rich hitters, you know some, we really had no old money. We got a whole lot of new money, though. If young Metro don't trust you, I'm gonna shoot you. Raindrops, drop top. Smoking on cookie in the hot box. Fucking on your bitch, she a thought. Cooking up dope in the crock pot. We came from nothing to something, hitter. I don't trust nobody, grip the trigger. Call up the gang, and they come and get ya. Cry me a river, give you a tissue. My bitch is bad and bougie. Cooking up dope with an Uzi. My hitters is savage, ruthless. We got 30s and 100 rounds, too. My bitch is bad and bougie. Cooking up dope with an Uzi. My hitters is savage, ruthless. We got 30s and 100 rounds, too. Offset. Whoa, 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 whoa. Rackings on rackings, got back ends on back ends. I'm riding around in a coupe. I'll take your bitch right from you. Bitch, I'm a dog. Woof. Beat the hoe walls loose. Hop in the frog. Whoa. I tell that bitch to come for me. I swear these hitters under me. They hate and they keep the devil and the devil. They hate and the devil keep jumping me. Bankrolls on keep. On me, keep me company. We did the most, yeah. Pull up in ghosts, yeah. My diamond's a choker. Holding the fire with no holster. Rick the ruler, diamond's cooler. That's a Rolly, not a Mueller. Dabbing on him like the usual. Magic with the brick, do voodoo. Courtside with a bad bitch. Then I send that bitch through Uber. I'm young and rich, plus I'm bougie. I'm not stupid, so I keep the Uzi. Rah. Rackings on rackings, got back ends on back ends. So my money making my back ache. You hitters got a low act rate. We from the Nulf. Yeah, that way. Fat cookie blunt and an ashtray. Two bitches, just national smash day. Hop in the lamb, have a drag race. I let them birds take a bath bay. Raindrops, drop top. Smoking on cookie in the hot box. Fucking on your bitch, she a thought. Cooking up dope in the crock pot. We came from nothing to something. I don't trust nobody. Grip the trigger. Call it the gang, and they come and get ya. Cry me a river. Give you a tissue. My bitch is bad and bougie. Cooking up dope with an Uzi. My hit is savage ruthless. We got 30s and 100 rounds too. Rah! My bitch is bad and bougie. Cooking up dope with an Uzi. My hit is a savage ruthless. We got 30s and 100 rounds too. Glah. Pour a 4. I'm dripping muddy. Outer space. Kid Cuddy. Introduce me to your bitch ass wifey. And we know she's slutting. Broke a brick down. Nutty buddy. Now that hit a duckin'. Don't move too fast. I might shoot ya. Huh? Draco. Bad and bougie. Draco. I'm always hanging with shooters. Brah. Might be somewhere, might be posted somewhere secluded, private. Still be playing with pots and pans. Call me Quavo, Ratatouille. Run with that sack, call me Booby. When I'm on stage, show me boobies. Ice on my neck, I'm the coolest. Hop out the suicide with the Uzi. Pew, pew, pew. I pull up. I hop out with all the drugs in the cooler. I'm cooking, I'm whipping into a rock up. Let me lock up. I gave her 10 racks. I told her to go shopping and spend it all at the pop up. These bitches, they fucking suck dick and they bustin' for Instagram. Get your clout up. Yeah, that way. Float on the track like a Segway. Go, yeah, that way. I used to trap out the subway, trapping. Yeah, that way. Young hit a trap with the AK. Rah! Yeah, that way. Big dyke ho, get it on Macy Gray. And then it goes back to raindrops, drop top. Cooking up dope with a crock pot. Yeah. My bitch, she bad to the bone, eh? Wait, these hitters watching, I swear to God they be my clones. Yeah, hey, huh? Switching my flows like my clothes. Keep on shooting that gun, don't reload. Oh, now she won't fuck with my crew. Cause the money come all out the roof. Drive the Rari, that bitch got no roof. Wait, what kind of Rari? 458. All of these hitters they hate. Try to high shoot through the gate. Look, go to the strip club, make it rain. So much money, they use rakes. Count 100,000 in your face. Yeah, they put 300 right in the safe. Met her that day. Oh, she talked to me like she knew me. Yeah, go to sleep in a jacuzzi. Yeah, yeah, waking up. Right to a two-piece, yeah. Counting that paper like loose leaf, yeah. Getting that chicken with blue cheese, yeah. Yeah, boy, you so fake like my collar. You snaking. I swear to God that be that Gucci, eh? Ah, that's a tongue twister. And you know we winning. Yeah, we is not losing. Try to play your song, it ain't move me. Saw your girl once, now she choose me, yeah. Raindrops, drop top, smoking on cookie in the hot box. And it goes to do that again. So, I hope you enjoyed the poetry that is Amigos. That is Offset, Quavo, and Takeoff. They are the songbirds of our generation. Just pure... pure magic, really. I saw them in concert. It was them and Future. It was not a bad show at all. I don't know if you guys have ever like read lyrics like that, but it's pretty fun. That was fun for me. It took a long time to read that. That's probably because I'm like illiterate or something. Who knows? I'm a Floyd Mayweather shit. Can't read. Can't write. Oh, well, it happens, right? Hey. Maybe I'll go back and I'll look at these lyrics and break down some of it for you. I don't even know what half of this shit meant. Didn't mean anything to me. I don't even know where you'd want me to start. Smoking on cookie in the hot box? I like cookies. We'll start at Offset. Whoa, 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 whoa. This shit actually... I don't know how they say it so fast. Because if you've ever listened to Migos, they're like... Migos and Young Thug, those guys have mastered the language of cursive. They speak cursive, which is pretty incredible, if you think about it. They took a writing style and made it into a language, so it's pretty cool. Bitch, I'm a dog, woof. I really like that one. beat the whole walls loose. Hopping a frog, whoa. I tell that bitch to come for me. There's, and I didn't realize this when you listen to the song. There is, like, an ad-lib at the end of every single sentence. It's like, riding around in a coupe, coupe, I take your bitch right from you, you. Bitch, I'm a dog, woof, grr. Beat the whole walls loose, hey. Hop in the frog, whoa, skirt. I tell that bitch, come for me, come for me. I swear these hitters under me, hey. It's like that kind of stuff. The whole song. I didn't realize that they did it after every single sentence. So that's pretty incredible. They really, really outdid themselves on that one. But, yeah, I don't know. I was going to do, like, fitness and nutrition talk in this one. But I think I'm just going to do a couple, like, just two different nutrition, like, some knowledge about two different pieces of nutrition. I drank a coffee today, guys, so I'm pretty freaking lit. I think I love coffee, like just black coffee and or like iced coffee, but not really with any kind of sweetener or anything. I think I like that shit more than normal people do. Like, I got this double espresso can of whatever it is. The company is High Brew Coffee. It's pretty good. Oh yeah, fuck. So, Scent Trunk. I totally forgot about this in the beginning of the podcast. Scent Trunk, if you guys are listening, I know you guys listen to my podcast. So, shout out to you, first of all. And then, so, you know how I broke down the Scent Trunk, like, trial that they sent me? So, I don't know where it stopped. I had to plug my phone in because it was dying. But, so Scent Trunk, I'm going to have a code for them pretty soon, so that's pretty sweet. And then on it, too, I'm going to have a code for them, so you guys could get, for on it, you guys will be able to get 10% off your order. So off of, like, supplements or whatever, if you use my code when I get it. But Scent Trunk, you're not getting money off, but try it out. It's like $15. You'll smell good. You won't smell like a fucking foot, you dirty, rotten scoundrel. So, yeah, you take a test, you order, you get these, you get their 6 cents, whatever, right? Then you take a test online, and it will, you say if you like, love, or dislike the scents, right? The 1 through 6, and then they're gonna customize a fragrance for you for a month, bucks or whatever. So I did it, and I reviewed it kind of in my podcast, and the lovely people at Scent Trunk listened to my podcast, and they sent me the smell that I kind of, that I reviewed that I liked. So, that was awesome of them. Thank you so much, Scent Trunk. You guys go there, scenttrunk.com, and, or just Google it, Scent Trunk, and, for sure do it, because it smells fucking amazing. It seriously smells so good. I'm so happy that they did that shit. I'm weird about my colognes. Like, I love cologne. Different kinds. I have different kinds for different, like, different seasons. As weird as that sounds, like, I have a winter one, a fall one, a summer one. This one that they sent me, it is so good. It's, like, so woodsy that I love it so much. I love that woodsy smell. But I also like the clean smell. It's clean, too. But it's, like, it's very woodsy, and I like it. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go to Scent Trunk and get your free trial on. Or get your free, your scent kit. You know what I mean. You fucking beautiful, smelly bastards. So, anyway. Somebody, I think it was my mom or somebody in my family, was talking about, like, how salt's really bad for you. And I just wanted to, bust this myth that salt is not good for us real quick. okay? You need salt. The whole idea that salt raises, like, your blood pressure came from a study in... The whole blood pressure thing, by the way, that is more linked to genetics and, like, your family history than it is to salt. That study that said salt raised your blood pressure was done in, like, 1904. This French guy, he did a study, and it linked high blood pressure to 6 of his patients out of, like, 100. So then they kind of grabbed onto that a little bit, right? Then in the 70s, a guy named Louis Dahl, he fed rats, I think it was. He fed them what the equivalent to a human would be of 500 grams a day. So he fed these rats a shitload of salt. 500 grams would be the human equivalent of what he was feeding these rats. And it raised their blood pressure. But 500 grams is absurd. We usually, like humans, I think they said it was, we get around 2 to 5 grams a day. This was 500 grams a day. That's a lot. And then, like, in the later 70s, the nutrition and shit, they said to cut our intake of salt from, by, like, 50 to 85%, or 50 to 90, or it was something close to that. And the whole idea that I have is that too much of anything is bad, right? If you drink too much water, you're gonna die. If you eat too much sugar, you're gonna die. If you eat, that sugar is a whole nother thing that I'll talk about too in this podcast. But if you drink too much, you die. You're not gonna die from eating too much weed or smoke. You might die from eating too much weed, but smoking, you're not gonna. The only way that you could die from too much weed is if somebody threw a 20-pound bag of weed out of a plane and it fell right on your fucking skull. they showed, like, they did a test in the 80s, and this test showed that people that ate salt actually had lower blood pressure. Some of them, not all of them. One of the things I've been doing lately is I bought some of that pink salt, that pink Himalayan salt, and putting it in my water in the morning. The best thing you could do in the morning, by the way, is to drink a glass of ice water. Get that coffee bullshit out of your face. I love coffee too, but drink a glass of ice water in the morning, and it gets everything going. Then you add a little bit of salt to that, and you're going to be absorbing more nutrients throughout the day. If you use the pink salt, that has a ton of nutrients in it. Salt gets a real bad rep, and we need it. You need salt. It's an electrolyte. You crave it. but for real, if you're craving salt, it's because you need it. If you're craving sugar, it's because you're addicted to it. That, like I said, I'll get into that in a minute. If you don't have enough salt, you could die. It's an essential mineral. You need it to survive, but you have to get it externally. Like, you have to get it from a source. That's what that means, guys. And another thing, too, if your doctor says you need to cut down on your salt intake because it's raising your blood sugar, think about this. If you have a doctor, and he's an older guy, he probably graduated and he probably got his doctorate in the 80s, maybe early 80s, late 70s. Think of the information he's going off of. Now, I agree, not all doctors are like this, but there are some, definitely, that will just stick to the way that they were taught, and they don't want to change, right? You know people like that just don't want to change things because that's how they were taught, and that's it. I know so many people like that. Those are the same people that think eating fat makes you fat. And that is just not true. Eating fat does not make you fat. The way that works is, if you look on the nutrition facts of something, it says, like, fat 9, what the fuck is it? Fat 9, protein 4, and it might be carb 4. It's either carb or sugar 4, whatever it is. And that means that a gram of fat has 9 calories. So, if you have 10 grams of fat, if you have 10 grams of fat and 10 grams of protein, like, in weight, the fat's going to have 90 calories, and the protein's going to have 40. That's what that means. So, it's really all about, like, the quantity that you're eating of these things. And, like, one other thing is, they say, like, most people will say animal fat isn't too bad for you. Personally, I disagree, because I read a couple things that linked eating a lot of animal fat with cancers. So I'm not a big fan of that. But seeds, nuts, different types of oils, avocado, grass-fed butter, that I'm... like, there's other shit too. That is very, very good for you. A lot of the times too, I'll take unsalted grass-fed butter or salted grass-fed. I just don't want salty coffee, but I'll put it in my coffee and start my day off like that. And it might be placebo, and it might not be, but I feel fucking fantastic throughout the day when I do that. And that kind of coffee will kick me up like nothing else. Or stevia. So, I'll talk about stevia after I talk about the sugar bullshit. They used to advertise sugar as a calorie-less source of energy. Which is about the... Okay, so... sugar is filled with energy, but if you don't use this energy up about immediately, it's going to turn into fat very, very quickly, and your body will store it. They say that we should have about 5 to 10 teaspoons is how they measured it, which is 36 grams a day of sugar, but most people have about 200 to 15, grams a day, which is absurd. We're supposed to have 32, and most people, so let's just say we're supposed to have 30. Most people are having 210. That is a huge difference, right? and they're sneaky, too. They'll put, if you look on the labeling of your... I don't know what the fuck you guys are eating, but if you look at the labeling on it, it'll say, okay, it has 10 grams of sugar per serving, and there's 4 servings in it. That's 40 grams of sugar. That's a shitload of sugar. those little colorful candies you're eating, or those pastries at the fucking family picnic. I don't even know if people have picnics anymore. But they're filled with sugar. All that shit is bullshit. It's tasteful bullshit. It's mouth pleasure is what it is, in the words of Joe Rogan. And is that mouth pleasure really... 5 minutes of mouth pleasure over a week or 2 weeks worth 5 pounds? I don't think so. Not to me. It's not. I don't know. For a day, actually. How about this? Go look at the labels of your... I don't know, whatever you're... Look at the labels of everything you eat. For one day, don't get fast food. Just look at the labels of the shit that you're eating. And count the amount of sugar. And I'm sure you will... you'll be very surprised with how well that these companies hide sugar in shit that you don't think that should have sugar in it. It'll be like barbecue chicken, and it'll have like 20 grams of sugar. What the fuck? They hide that shit. And another thing, too, is like, people used to tell me, like, oh, well, this is honey. That's different type of sugar. Or, this is a good one. Brown sugar is much better for you. It's, all it has is molasses in it. It's not really that good for you. Newsflash, guys. What else is another one? They used to not classify maple syrup or, like, any kind of syrup as a sugar. Or, like, corn syrup. Oh, corn syrup. Or agave nectar. That shit is filled with sugar. You are batshit crazy if you think that's helping you. Because sugar is sugar is sugar. It doesn't matter if it's natural or it's fucking vegan. Your body doesn't know the difference. How funny is that, though? That when companies will say, this is vegan. That's such a trigger word for people to trick them into thinking. Our stupid little tiny monkey brains don't realize how easily we're tricked. If somebody says vegan, you automatically think plants. Am I right? That's what the fuck I think. Or healthy. And it's totally not. They could put, like, they put vegan on candy bars. Certain candy bars, if you look, it says vegan on it. There's so much bullshit that has vegan, so you think subconsciously, you think, oh, well, that can't be that bad for me. It's fucking vegan. But it is. It's not good for you. And sugar, like I said, it gets stored as fat fast. So, I know a lot of people that drink tea, and they put, I don't know, like 2 packets of sugar per tea. If you drink 2 packets of sugar per tea, and you have 2 teas a day, or 5 teas a week, even, that's a lot of sugar, man. What are you doing? Don't sweeten that bullshit. Use stevia. It's a plant leaf. If I get one more person that comes into my GNC talking about how bad stevia is for you because it's an artificial sugar, I'm going to fucking bust. Okay? I'm about to bust. Stevia is a plant leaf that has a sweet taste to it, and they put it in this fucking powder, and that's why it's not Splenda. Splenda and stevia are 2 completely different things, so don't even come in my face talking that bullshit. Don't come in my face, period, actually. How about that? No one else got it like this. So, another thing, too, is when people say, well, I only gained X amount of pounds, right? To make themselves feel better. If you only gained 5 pounds or 10 pounds, how about this? Put a 10-pound weight in a book bag and walk around with that for a day. That will... Eventually, you're going to get tired, okay? And vice versa. So, if somebody says, oh, well, I only lost 10 pounds or I only... lost 5 pounds. That's a big difference. You should feel fucking good about yourself. If you walk around with a 5 pound, pick up a 5 pound weight. It doesn't, it's not much if you're working out, but like the actual weight that you got that off of you. So if you get 1 pound off of you, congratulations. You did it. If you get 1 pound off, you can get 2 pounds off. If you get 2 pounds off, you can get 5 pounds off. If you get 5 pounds off, you can get 10 pounds off. You can do it. Losing weight and changing your life, it's not like, it's not out of the picture. It's not something that's like so far out of the realm of possibilities. It's hard fucking work, okay? If you put in hard work, you're going to get results, period. People want to talk about, like, I get in my GNC, I get so many people that come in with, and they just say, like, what's a pill for this? And my first thing is like, well, how are you eating? And they go, I don't want to change the way I eat. I just want to take a pill. And sometimes I'll straight up tell them, like, you're not going to get any results. I could sell you this. You're not going to come back. Okay, so, like, I get commission on some of this stuff. And I'll tell people flat out if they ask me. Because if, say, I sell you something and it doesn't work, you're not going to come back to me, right? But if I sell you something that works, you're going to come back and keep buying it from me. So why would I not give you the best possible advice I can? That's the one thing that bothers me when people hear that I work at GNC and they say, like, oh, well, you're just trying to sell a shit. Yeah, I'm trying to sell stuff, but I want stuff that works for you, especially if I know you, or if I see you more than once. Yeah, I want to help you out. I'm not a monster like Dan, who, by the way, said he's boycotting this podcast because man, I got way off track of the sugar shit, huh? But yeah, Dan said he's boycotting me, but I'm not buying it. I think he'll come back around. Yeah, back to the sugar after I was talking about losing all this weight. Sugar is a drug, completely. 100%. Sugar is probably more dangerous. No, not more dangerous. Sugar is not in the class of, like, cigarettes and alcohol. But it, for sure, like long-term, definitely. 100%, I believe that. Sugar is a drug. In fact, when you eat sugar, it triggers the sense in your brain that is combined with, like, a rewarding feeling. So when you eat sugar, you get, like, this temporary, like, high of, ooh, this is good for me. Like, this reward system kind of thing is going off, right? And it's an actual addiction. You actually get addicted to sugar. It's fucking evil. It's pure evil. It tricks our brains into craving it while it's killing us. What else do you know that does that besides alcohol and cigarettes? And, like, hardcore drugs. But I can't speak on hardcore drugs because I don't really know them. I don't really have a tie to them. I might have one of my buddies on that, actually had a problem with some stuff, and he's better now, but I might have him on and talk about that kind of stuff. But the first time I realized that sugar was, like, addictive was the first time I went keto. I kind of fell off the wagon a little bit. I'm getting back on it, but the first time I went keto, if you don't know what that is, it's ketogenic. You basically cut out sugar and carbs like bread, pasta, and you up your fats and keep your protein about medium, and you feel fantastic. But what happens is the first week and a half, you come down from, you get like a sugar relapse. So you have a splitting headache. It's one of the worst headaches I've ever had, and it lasts for 4 days. There was, like, a time when I would go to the gym, like, 6-7 days a week, which was fucking absurd. Not that I don't believe really in overtraining, because I think it's really hard to do. I think you can. And I don't think your muscles can be overtrained. I think your joints can be overtrained. But, yeah, so I'd be going, let's say, 5 days a week. And I would be very strict on these 5 days. It got to the point for this week of how bad this headache was, I could not go to the gym for a full week. I could not go because I was getting nothing done because of sugar. And then after this weird relapse in sugar, not relapse, I don't know why I keep saying that. It just sounds, after this withdrawal, yeah, of sugar, your head is so clear. Everything becomes more clear. You have a different outlook on life. As weird as that sounds, you have a different outlook. You're happier. You're less irritable. Another big thing is depression. I kind of struggle with depression a little bit. Nothing crazy. Not like you guys don't need to call anybody. But, like, I get like seasonal depression very badly because I don't get, like, the vitamin D from the sun. In Northeast Ohio, it gets real cloudy. So I get real bad seasonal depression. And I'll get irritable and depressed. And then I did this ketogenic thing, and that went away. and I felt great. Then I probably had like a night of drinking. I ate like a fucking pizza or something, and I was just like, fuck this. But another thing too is sugar is linked with inflammation. And then, like I said in the one podcast, I tore my ACL in high school, so my knees hurt a lot. And when I did the ketogenic thing, that was one of the first things I noticed, was that my knees stopped hurting. And, like, the inflammation wasn't really there, because sugar fucks all that up. So do the carbs. The carbs are bad, too. And then, like, you think about it, too, when you do ketogenic and you're craving something sweet and you eat, like, a piece of fruit. Can we talk about how delicious a fucking fresh, I don't know, peach or a pear, strawberries, blueberries, how delicious that is? And we're like, I want that chocolate ice cream. But you have something that tastes delicious, that is found in nature, that you can get. You're getting sugars from that. But you're also getting the fiber. You're getting the nutrients, the vitamins. That's another thing, too, with cane sugar. It's natural, yes. But when they squeeze all that... What happens with cane sugar? It's like a big look... It looks like bamboo, kind of. And they break it down to break the fibers up. Put it through a compression kind of thing. And it squeezes all this juice out. And that juice is filled with sugar. But when they get, and then they boil it down, they boil it down so that it kind of crystallizes, and that's how you get cane sugar. But they're getting rid of all the fiber in that plant, so all you're getting are empty calories, just empty bullshit calories. You're not getting anything from. You're not getting nutrition, you're getting sugar. Straight sugar calories that are just not doing anything for you. And, if I had like a steak and asparagus, that would be delicious, right? And then, like, you're craving something after sweet, a cup of strawberries or you know that when you get that peach and it is like perfectly picked at the right time, it's juicy and sweet and delicious. That is enough that we should just be cool with, but we're not. Another thing about bread too, it breaks down into sugar right when it gets like into your stomach. It acts the same way as sugar. I'm sorry, when it gets into your stomach, it's gonna get stored as fat, is what I mean. And then, again, sugar is like super sneaky, especially these manufacturing companies. These sneaky fucks are just poisoning us. That's what they're doing. In like sauces, any kind of sweet sauce, you got to check that. My buddy used to work at a pizza place, and actually I worked at a pizza place too. We had a sweet sauce as well. The ingredients of this sweet sauce for like a, not a jar, but the tub, not even a tub, it wasn't that big. The ingredient was a pound of sugar into marinara sauce, and that was what we called our sweet sauce. So you gotta look at that shit. Ketchup, too. Ketchup is filled with sugar. So is juice. I know I just said this about fruit, because you're getting the fiber with the fruit. When you drink, like, orange juice, and it says 20, 24 grams of sugar, I think that's, like, what it's around there. That's all you're getting is sugar. You're getting sugar and like vitamin C. You're not getting any kind of fiber from that fruit to help you process that sugar. So the sugar is just going to get stored as fat. You're not going to use it as energy. Pop too, man. If you're addicted to pop, you need to somehow break that addiction, because pop is awful. It's carbonated sugar water is what it is. And, man, pop is such a tough one, because so many people love pop. And Diet Pop's not that good for you. Try, they sell it at, it's either Walmart or Target. They might have it at, like, other department stores like that. It's called Zevia. And it's a soda that's sweetened with stevia, that plant that I was talking about. So it's not bad. It's not like drinking a Coke or a Pepsi, I'll be straight up with you, but it's much, much, much better for you. So I would recommend that. Sports drinks, stay the fuck away from those things. They're filled with sugar. The salt content is not that bad. Like I said before, salt, you need it. But it's electrolytes. But the sugar, okay, so those, what are they, 32-ounce Gatorades, for example, 25 grams of sugar per serving. There's 2.5 servings in that. That's like, what, 65, 70 grams of sugar? That is not good. Stay away from that. Please. No, what, yeah, it's 65 grams of sugar. That's nuts. It's something like they're advertising it for athletes. So you're running around and then you're going to dehydrate yourself further by drinking sugar. Because the sugar, if you have too much sugar, it's going to also like cancel out your body's not going to really be able to retain like sodium, potassium. There's another one too. But sodium, potassium, the main electrolyte kind of deal. You know what I mean? So stay away from that. It also lowers your immune system, because it's going to it's going to lower the efficiency of your white blood cells if you're like for hours after you eat sugar too. So if you know somebody with a real shitty diet and they're always sick, that's why probably. It also robs your body of essential minerals, like I said. Stops the potassium, calcium, and sugar is really just empty calories. It's not good. You're not getting a benefit from it. It just tastes good. It's mouth pleasure. You're tricked, guys. Fucking stop. We gotta bring back our taste buds. It also leads to cancer. There's an old saying, they said cancer loves sugar, and that's because excessive insulin spikes that you get from sugar makes your cells grow faster, which is, it works for the good ones, but it also works for the bad ones. So if you get a cancer cell, you're always eating sugar, those cells are just gonna feed off of it. Makes sense. Weird, right? Wow, I never thought of it like that. This is turning out to be a good podcast, minus that fucking Bad and Bougie poem in the beginning. It's awful on your liver too. Too much of it is going to cause fatty liver disease. I think that's like the simple term for it. It also causes insulin resistance. So, insulin resistance, diabetes, weight gain as well. So the insulin drives glucose into cells from your bloodstream, and the elevated sugar is toxic. So your pancreas senses it and it secretes insulin to remove it. Over time, right, your body becomes insulin resistant because it's always producing it. So your pancreas really isn't doing its job anymore. And that leads to type 2 diabetes. Diabetes. and then insulin too. So your pancreas is always releasing insulin, and the insulin is telling your body to store fat, equaling obesity. You guessed it, guys. You're catching along. Good job. And then, like I said, when I was eating sugar and carbs all the time for that mouth pleasure, trying to bust off my taste buds, I was depressed, always anxious, anxiety, the fatigue, it was something out of this world. Another thing about ketogenic is you get so much more energy, irritable, mood change, like you're quick to just, somebody says something, you just fucking snap on them for no reason. And that's because, like, when you eat sugar, you get a huge spike in serotonin, which is like that feel happy, that molecule in the brain. You just feel good, you know? You got your serotonin going, and then it crashes, like a crash. Just like when a little kid eats a bunch of sugar or something, and they're running around, and then they crash. That sugar crash is more than just physical. It's physical. It's mental, too, right? So that's it, man. Stay away from sugar. Just look at what you're eating. There's a lot more to it. If you guys enjoyed this one, please tweet me, text me, message me on something, and let me know. I could do more on nutrition or fitness, if that's what you guys like. I'll do that. I'll read some more poetry for you. yeah, guys. I wanted to talk about this just because, you know, like I said, there's a lot of people that get a bad idea about salt and think sugar is not something that they need to worry about. So I just wanted to let you guys know that you need to believe, you need to look into what scientists or doctors or people that are into nutrition and health are saying now, because it's so changing. Like, science is always changing. We're always finding something new out, something better, right? And some of it's true, and some of it's bullshit, but who knows? Maybe in 6 months, I'll come back on this podcast and talk about how I was wrong about sugar or salt, but I'm just saying, look into it, especially the sugar one. If you guys still don't want to eat salt, whatever, that's fine, but please look into the sugar thing. The sugar is awful. So yeah, I actually got to get out of here though. I'm going to Brian's comedy show tonight. Brian Sternick, you guys remember him from one of the podcasts. He's finally doing his thing. I'm so proud of him. One of my good buddies. So I wish him the best. Gonna go show him some support. But yeah, man, love you guys. Keep listening. We're 30 away from 1,000 downloads. So listen to this stuff on Podbean so that I could get the idea of how many people are listening, please. And vote on my Twitter polls. There's one out right now. If you guys want to watch Floyd Mayweather, Conor McGregor at my house, we could throw down, get some pizzas or some brewskis, maybe both. Get a little wild. And watch two dudes punch each other in the face. So go vote on it. And as always, until next time, guys, peace.